Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Praise the Lord. We're talking about grace. God's grace is sufficient for thee, is sufficient for me, and his grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For there's nothing like the grace of God. Amen. I want to thank you for calling in to area code 646-668-2780, which is our guest call-in number for Blog Talk Internet Radio. Thank you so much, and I thank you for taking time out to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. We're here 7 days a week at 5 o'clock a.m. to teach and preach and minister and sing and worship the Lord for one whole hour. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to say a word of prayer, and then we're going to be talking about today, that gift look good on you. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time with you. We thank you for time, Lord God, that you have unctioned us to function in your will, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against me or anything connected to me, my listeners, Lord God, Father, that they would hear your voice, know your will, and move at your command. We thank you, Lord God, for how you are going to deposit your word into your people. And we thank you for doing it. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Yes and amen. Well, truly again, we are still here in the land of the living. We're still here. God still has a purpose. God still has a call. God has not forgotten about you. He has not given up on you. Why? Because we are still here. Amen. The enemy wants to put you in bondage. The enemy want you to feel that there's no purpose or no destiny for you. But I come to serve notice on the enemy today that God has a need for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for as we press forward to hear what the Lord is saying today, we want to talk about, you know, there's so many gifts that's inside of each and every one of us. And a lot of times we're not connected with the people that push out our gifts. Sometimes we're connected with people that give us hardship or maybe even cause a spiritual problem. Spiritual problems cause spiritual solutions. Amen. So a lot of times we get entangled with others just because of fleshly desires. But we must connect with others based on spiritual needs. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to talk about that gift look good on you. But first, we're going to deal with some things that need to be dealt with. Amen. Sometimes we know some things need to be dealt with, but we don't really know how. We don't really know what, and we don't really know why or how. Amen. But I want to read a couple scriptures to you, and I want to encourage you to know that there are gifts inside of you that so many people need. Things that we take for granted because we wake up with ourselves every day. So we're not thinking that we are a gift of the Father. We're not thinking talents and we have anointings that others can grow from, that we can cause others to literally live, to literally breathe. Amen. Amen. But why aren't we operating in our gifts? Why? You know, sometimes the spirit of bondage can be on our life. We'll be overly constructive or overly destructive. And I want you to think about that. Are you being constructive or destructive? Do you put yourself down? Do you allow others to put you down and put others down? Because when we do that, we don't realize that we're picking up burdens. And burdens can become heavy. And heavy can become a load. And if you have a heavy load on you, those burdens cause bondages. Amen. Eventually become a inner struggle. Amen. So we're going to cast out every inner thought that does not line up with who God called you to be. See, these thoughts and behavior are sometimes emulated or sometimes we nurture or we fortify things by the way we think or the way we allow our environment to become part of our reality. Amen. So I want to encourage you today to get your Bibles out. Everything that you're struggling with, hallelujah, every single thing that you're struggling with, the answer is in the Word of God. The solution is in the Word of God. So if you don't have a Bible, if you don't have a study Bible, if you don't have spiritual books that encourage you, that build you up, I want to encourage you to invest in yourself. And when you're investing in the Bible and tools to use to keep you shined up, you're really investing in your future. And if you have children, you're really investing in them. Because when you invest in yourself and you raise your children, you train them, you teach them, you're putting in them what you have. When you hurt, they hurt. Amen. So I want to encourage you, buy yourself a Bible, sow into yourself. Amen. Amen. So if you get your Bibles and you would please turn to Ephesians, hallelujah, Ephesians 6 and 12. Ephesians 6 and 12. You know, sometimes we take things and we take people for granted. We may not think that they're bringing us into a place of bondage. But let us read. For the Bible says, for our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. It's a spiritual battle. These thoughts and behaviors, we can make a decision. What are you going to embrace your day with every single day? But if you include certain elements in your day, you are allowing the enemy to take from you, to take the blessings from you. Amen. So you have to surround yourself with people that build you up, that encourage you, that tell you, get up, shake yourself off, you can do it. I'm talking about having a coach, somebody that say, get up, try again. That's okay. You're going to be all right. There's nothing impossible if you don't quit things that we should complete. So God is trying to take us to a place where we can grow and he can glow. Amen. When we grow, God is glowing because the God in us is manifesting. And when people come and they speak negative things in your surrounding or over your life, guess what? You're not moved by that. You don't even take the time to argue or debate because you're busy trying to serve the master. Fulfill the call that's on your life, because when you fulfill the call that's on your life, every single distraction becomes very small to you. Because why? Because you're focused. You're focused on what? You're focusing on finishing. The enemy throw darts, and he used people. And he probably going to use the people that you are most closely to. And sometimes they may not even realize that the enemy is using them. But if you're staying focused on finishing, distractions is not a problem. Distractions are not an issue. So you look at their distractions, and what do you say? That's a distraction. Now you can realign your thoughts. Because we understand that the Bible says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So it's really not against that person. It's against the spirit that's in that person. Amen. So we recognize that there is an unseen world of spiritual realities. Amen. Angelic forces, angels are real. And guess what the Bible says? The Bible says that demons are real. So there's a light and there's a dark. There's a dark side and there's a light side. It is a reality, but you already won. Why? Because when the light comes, darkness has to leave. Amen. When you go into a room and the room is dark and you cut the light on, what do you think is going to happen? I just want to encourage you today. I just want to encourage you. A spiritual problem has to be resolved with a spiritual solution. In order to get to the gift that's in you and to shine it up, we have to deal with these realities. Because a lot of times, you're not manifesting because what? Because of the bondage of the spiritual taxes on your life. So you begin to monitor what people say. And then you begin to meditate. Do I give this any time? Or should I correct myself? Or should I become not focused on finishing? The Bible says to everything, everything, there's a season. And today is the season for you to get closer to God so you can evaluate the things that's going on in your life. Amen. So a person that bring you to a place of bondage, you can make a decision. Do I continue to let this person steal from me? Or do I begin to operate in the spiritual realm? Okay, let me make it plain. Say someone is around you, and they may be someone you love, and they plant a negative thought. A negative thought creates a negative pattern and a negative behavior. So, which we have to take notice of that. When we're independent from God, we don't realize that the prince of darkness is starting to lead your day. And guess what he leads you to? He leads you to negativity. He leads you to demonic devices, hate, unforgiveness. He'll lead you to drugs. He'll lead you to low self-esteem. He'll lead you to everything that's not like God. Why? Because he wants to destroy the gifts inside of you so that the gifts don't look good on you. And God can't glow because you're growing. It's a strategic plan. So we have to be strong in the Lord. We have to be strong, and we have to say what God says about us. You know, you get into an argument, person call you names. You so hurt. No. We get over it because hurt people hurt people. So we have to be strong. And the only time negativity can take root is when we allow it. Amen. So what do we say? On that person's Facebook account or their Twitter or their Instagram, do we unfollow? We can, in some cases, that you have to delete. And then in some cases, you have to just re-fortify yourself. Because that negative thought, every now and then, that they plant is going to pop back up in your spirit. And then you start saying, oh, I remember when. Or I remember they said this. In order to grow, in order to go, in order to finish, must walk in forgiveness. They hurt you. Forgive them. Because they know not what they do. So the enemy trap, he'll get you so in a trap that you're so engulfed with your emotions and your feelings that you're not able to move forward because you cannot stay focused. You know, one thing that I've learned, I don't answer the telephone every time it rings. I don't answer the door every time it rings. I cannot accept every invitation because a person asked. I have to get direction from the Lord. He'll say, don't answer that. Don't take that. Reschedule that. Sometimes it's unforeseen danger that we may not even see knocking at our door. God does not want us to subject ourselves to evildoers unless we fall prey. And you know exactly what I'm saying. If you hang out with people that's not trying to go where you're going or don't even believe that you can make it there, why share your valuable time, your valuable energy, your valuable anointing, your valuable gift for rejection? No. Surround yourself with those people that say you could do it. Go, girl. Go, boy. I'm with you. I got your back. I got you. You need to surround yourself with people that's authentic, and they believe in you, and they want to see you prosper, and they rejoice when you rejoice. They have empathy, and they have compassion and sympathy. They're going to go through it with you because they want to watch you grow. Amen. And I want to give you a couple of scriptures, and I want to thank you for just calling in, and those that are on the internet, that you are with us today. And even those that are on the phone line, I want to say thank you, because I pray that God allowed me to put an impartation in your spirit so that you could become all, not some, all that God has called you to be. And that gift will look good on you. Amen. Don't let no one make you feel that you're not equipped and qualified. The seed was planted when Jesus died on the cross, and death could not hold him down. Amen. Death didn't have the power to hold him down. He died so that you can shine. He died so that you could look good. He died so that your gift could manifest through you. Amen. And I want to speak, and I want to cause an ambiance of anointing to take over, a spiritual reality that angelic forces are encamped around you. Where you go, God is already there. When you enter into the room, you take over. Amen. And what I mean is your spirit take charge. And when a negative spirit is trying to speak in your ear gate, I encourage you to shut that down immediately. Shut it down. You don't need to hear that. Then the next thing you know, you're not feeling good. Next thing you know, you got a headache. Next thing you know, it has taken root in your spirit. And when things take root in your spirit, you can be used as, you can be in bondage. And sometimes we stay in bondage for a lifetime. So the energies of many people are striving to prove a point. Just wait, I'll show you. You know, just listen to the words people say. You know, I'd rather be by myself to be around an impulsive complainer, a negative person that everything inside of them is negative. Amen. I literally see rainbows of blessings around you. I literally see God pushing you out and saying, go get my stuff. Guess what God's stuff is? I'm going to say stuff. God things are the people of God. God wants you to be able to grow, and then you can say, oh, you belong to God. You belong to God. You belong to God. God sends you on a mission. You're on an assignment, and to shine people up so that they are not in bondage. But we're so busy dealing with our spiritual problems, and these spiritual problems that require spiritual solutions, we're not using the spiritual solutions. because we're not being nurtured by the right leadership. Amen. Leadership should nurture you. Leadership should make you feel better. Amen. So we don't struggle against flesh and blood, but we it's against rulers, against authorities, against powers of darkness, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Now, the Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. What do you think about yourself today? What do you think? And in the same token, Satan is working, promoting lies in your thought life. So what is that, the heavenly realm? Your thought life, what you think? He want to work against your thoughts. So every time you're focused on accomplishing something or finishing something, what he's going to always come in and to distract you so that you won't finish what you was upon it once upon a time focused on. Amen. So God put in your spirit to do something. He gave you a vision, you know, and so I want to encourage you to write that vision down. Follow the principles of God, because we're trying to get you out of place abundant into a place of good on you. There's nothing impossible if you only believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can think or ask. And this is my favorite part. According to the power that work in you. There's some Holy Ghost power that's trying to work in you. But we cannot receive it being in bondage. And bondage comes from what we hear, what we see, how we treat it. Amen. Sometimes we are our own problem. And you can be in bondage and it becomes such a stronghold. A hold that is preventing you from coming to know God's plan of salvation and growing you into a full-bloom king, priest, whatever you want to call yourself, because you're all that, because your daddy is all that. Amen. And then even though Jesus could have did so many things to destroy so many things, he had the power in his hand, he humbled himself. So by the same token, we walk in humility, but only step up when we need to. Amen. Someone could be teaching something, and they might ask, did you know the answer to that? You may know the answer, but it may not be for you to answer the question because God wants to use somebody else. Amen. A form of humility. Amen. But I want to encourage you. In order to walk in God's best, there are some things that need to be taken off. There are some things that need to be destroyed, because we already know that Satan is working and he's promoting lies in our thought life. In John 8, the 8th chapter, verse 44, 8 and 44, the devil was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks a native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So what is that all about? See, he put thoughts in David's mind. Think about it. In 1 Chronicles 21, Satan rose up against Israel, and he incited David to take a censer of Israel. Okay, now, that was Satan's work. So we have to know the voice of our Father, and we have to know the voice of Satan. In John 13 and 2, and I'm going to give you one more verse to substantiate how he put these thoughts in people's minds. and their lies. And we take action based on the lie. John 13:2. And the Bible says, the evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Another lie. He had already prompted him. He's a deceiver of the brethren. So we say, let me read the one on Ananias. That's in Acts 5:3. The fifth chapter, third verse. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? Satan had lied. I mean, Ananias had lied to the Holy Spirit because Satan had filled his heart and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land. They were supposed to submit it all. Amen. So some bondages are overly destructive. That's why we cannot afford to be in bondage. That's why we cannot afford to allow negativity to be fed to our spirits, because we become what? A garbage can. And the Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So now you're thinking all this crap. Is that saying you're crap? No. You cannot allow that in your atmosphere. The atmosphere should be the atmosphere that you set. I like to think of it as being a thermostat. I create the atmosphere. You create your atmosphere. I bless your world today. Everything around you should be subjected to the authority of God. Why? Because you're his soldier. Because you're there to bring correction, to show love, to show forgiveness, and we all have to work on how we bring correction. Sometimes there's a righteous indignation that will rise up in you. When Jesus went in that temple and they was in there selling, Jesus went off. Amen. But he was still Jesus. It didn't take away from him. Amen. Because he did his thing. He did what he had to do. That was a natural problem. And guess what? I think he dealt with in the natural that day. But it was because of spiritual issues. Amen. You know, sometimes we get bothered by inner urges, thoughts that distracts us and will cause destruction. Your flesh might be saying, do this, do that. You know, go grab you a joint. Go grab you whatever it is, whatever type of drug. It could be maybe some men, womanizers. Some women got to have 2 and 3 men. Whatever it may be, it can become a drug because it's something that you're feeding your flesh. When you feed your flesh, you cause the spirit to be lessened. If you feed the spirit realm more, the flesh lessens. Amen. I'm just excited because I do know that we have weapons to use. We don't lose with what God used. These weaponries that we have, it's incumbent upon us that we assert every weapon. We don't have to keep saying, I missed it that time. Oh, I'm sorry. Lord have mercy. I stayed in the crowd too long. Oh, well, she was talking and I just wanted to help her. No, you need help. We need help. We have to know when it's our job to help, when we're being overtaken. Romans 6:18. And the Bible says, don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone to obey him as a slave. You are a slave to the one who you obey, whether you are a slave to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. So when you subject yourself to someone that are operating in sinful acts, and they may say, don't leave, I got you, don't leave, let me feed you. They know that that'll keep you there a little longer. But you become enslaved to their problem, enslaved to their issues. You're no longer faking it to make it. You move your feet if you flee from temptation. You will walk in righteousness because you are obedient. The Bible says if you are obedient, it says if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You're the land. You'll be fulfilled. So we're either slaves to sin or to the Lord, slaves to our own selfish nature or to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time we do something that we would not do in front of our Father, we are being slaves to sin. Sometimes we do things to just satisfy the flesh, mistakenly think. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm going to help this person because I can. And then God is trying to give them a breakthrough. You all in the way. So we really have to have a relationship with Christ so we'll know when to hold them and when to fold them. And we keep them in our prayers. Because guess what? We're focusing on finish so that gift can look good on us so that we can grow as God is glowing to fulfill our assignments, fulfill our tasks. Stop wasting time. Will you open yourself up enough to God to ask him to show you if you are in any form of bondage that you don't know about? Will you open yourself up to him and asked him to show you how you can be free? Will you? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, the Bible says, the weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Divine power. So I'm going to give you a few weapons, and I won't be with you long on the line, but I want to give you these weapons, and I want you to take your time and research these weapons. I talked about it before, and I'm going to talk about it again. I have different listeners on the line. But the first weapon is the truth. Why? Because Jesus is the truth. He's the truth teller. Sometimes we can be in denial. We do things and we think it's okay. We just need to deal with the truth. Because the truth will set you free. John 8 and 32. Don't let nothing, don't never fake it to make it. Deal with your truth. The Bible says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 14 and 6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth of the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The truth is about who he is, who we are, why we're here, and how we are to live. Jesus is the truth about life. This is what it takes to be a Christian. We have to walk in truth. If a person got an issue, they have an issue. And we can't play with demons. We cannot play with demons. When you play with demons, it's like playing with a snake. Amen. So I want to encourage you to know the truth. The truth is about, and I said it's about who we are. So if we're in bondage to sin, that's the truth. If we're dead to God, that's the truth. If we're lost to our truth, if we're lost to our identity, if we're lost to what we should be doing, if we're lost to our gift, that's the truth. But I come to encourage you today. I come to exhort you. I come to motivate you. I come to tell you that you are a winner. Amen. You cannot fail. You are healed. Because guess what? You're dealing with the truth. And I would like to encourage you to appropriate the truth in the correct manner. Because sometimes, and I can go on and on, but I'm not. I'm going to give you just these 3 points. And as these points, I want you to take these points and I want you to deal with them. You know, are you walking in the truth? You know, sometimes we go along to get along. And we be in bondage because we're going along to get along. You know, we don't want to turn the heat up because what? Somebody might get offended. We don't want to turn the heat up because we might lose a so-called friend. Or somebody might stop talking to us. This is the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. Amen. And when you really, really think about it, eagles fly alone. You see a whole bunch of chickens, you might see just one or two eagles. I want to encourage you to know who you are in Christ. The truth is going to set you free. And then I want to encourage you to deal with the reality of where you are and where you're trying to go. So first we're going to deal with the truth. And then we're going to deal with the reality of where we're trying to go. Because when you're walking in your truth, the deceiver of the brethren cannot deceive you. Satan is working on your mind to try to make you think one way, but you're walking in your truth. You know who you are and what you're called to do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then the next point I want to make is resist the devil and break the power of the lie. How do we do that? How do we break the power of the lie? Reveal the truth. That's all you have to do. Because Satan wants you not to tell the truth. Why? Because he said, cover it up. They're going to look at you differently. Don't tell nobody that. They're not going to respect you. If you expose the lie, the strength of that lie is broken. That stronghold is broken. The devil that will cause the breaking of the power of the lie. Amen. So now we're walking what? In the real truth. Amen. The third point that I want to make, I want you to pursue strength. Pursue strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Why? Because when you pursue strength, you will have self-control. You'll be alert. The enemy, he's going to flee. Because you ever been around some people and then when they see you coming, they take off? Because they think you can see through them. They know you have a relationship with God. They know you have wisdom. They see some things, and they know that they can't continue in that lie because guess what? Truth has showed up. So pursue strength to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. It's a concept that the enemy don't want you to be driven on purpose. And when you pursue the strength of God, you can find the gift that's inside of you. These are gifts. These are treasures that you did not ask for. But God put them in you from your mother's womb. And all they need to do is to be dust off, shined up. Amen. When those gifts are shined up, you can soar. And the good part is, they're not about you. The gifts are for someone else. So now you're cheating someone else out of the gifts that God have given for them through you. So we have to stay focused on finishing. We have to flee temptation so that we can be set up and our mindset will be reflecting the thoughts of God. This is like you really have to want it to set the captive free. I like to say this was his inaugurational address, this scripture here in Luke. I mean, he showed up and he just like really showed out, but he made his speech. What did he say? Luke 18 and 19. Thank you, Father. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say that about yourself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Some of y'all are not comfortable with saying preaching, so say, anointed me to teach good news to the poor. Use my gift. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery for the sight for the blind, of the sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's our job. So when you see a person that may be sick with illness, whether it's a mental illness, a spiritual illness, whether it's a drug addiction, whether it's suicide, whatever the problem is, our assignment is to be empowered to bring change, especially if they want it. Now, if they don't want it, don't waste your time. They have to want it. Amen. So strongholds keep us from living in God's A plan. So when we are appropriating God's riches in our foundation, in our ground, in our faith, then we're not stuck in the B plan. What plan are you operating in? The A plan or the B plan? Amen. Glory to God. We want to pursue strength. Stay focused on finishing. If you say you're going to open up a car lot, don't stop until you get it. If you say you're going to open up a library, don't stop until it happens. You know, if you say you're going to open up a school, yes, you're going to run through obstacles. But don't stop until it manifests. One person don't help. One person not pushing. We call replace. Replace them. Delete and enter. Replace them. Connect yourself with people that's going to push your purpose. Amen. Because if you connect yourself with people like that, they're not envy or jealous of you. They want to see you glow. They want to see you shine. They want to see the glory of God in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what? We here at Kingdom Builders Institute, that's our heart desire, to see you shine, to see God glow, to see manifestations, to see people's lives changed because you took the leap of faith. Millions can be saved because of your voice, because you decided to live a life that will reflect others, and you're walking in your truth. Amen. Amen. I must say, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, Now, if you think you're the sin and you're not in good relationship with him, I want to encourage you today. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He is the Son of God. Believe those truths. The Bible says it's just that simple. Thou shall be saved. It's not this highfalutin things you got to say and do. It's just that simple. Say, I want to turn from my ways because I want to be an image of you, God. Amen. He'll do it. It's just that simple. And if you've done that, I can see angels rejoicing in heaven because you made a decision today to accept the Lord and Savior as your Savior. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage you to sow into what we are doing. If you were blessed today, don't get tight now because you know it's right. If you like what we're doing, because this is what we do all day long. Amen. That's what we do. And we have licensed and ordained many ministers of the gospel. Push teachers forward. Apostles and prophets and evangelists. It's our job. It's what we do. Salvation is free, but ministry costs. And if you sow into this ministry, you're sowing into a deep foundation. So I want to encourage you, go to Givelify, Givelify.com, and look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, and just sow. Whatever you want to sow, whatever program you see there that you like to see move forward. I wish I didn't have to ask for seed, but I understand that your seed is a bigger blessing to you than it is to the ministry. Amen. And I just want to encourage you, if you want to sow through PayPal, you can. Our email is kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. You can sow that way, or you can just call us at area code 313-583-9739, and you can sow that way. Again, I want to encourage you, dust that off, dust yourself off, get back up, keep it moving. Those things, those dreams that you looking forward to making happen, make it happen. And if there's anything that we can help you with, you can give us a call. We'll be more than happy to assist you. I am a licensed business coach, and this is what I do. It's what I do. Amen. God want to set the captives free, and he want others to watch you shine. He said, I will prepare a table before you. He'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy, and you'll be able to tell them to come sit at your table and eat. Because you're walking in that much truth, that much freedom. Amen. And this season that we're in now, it's going to pass over. You don't have to try to calm the storm. Just calm your spirit and watch God work. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God. I thank you that every ear is open and they're sealed with the blood of Jesus. Father, let them hear this word throughout the day, throughout the evening. Father, let them manifest. I thank you, Father, that I speak into their life and that they shall manifest their heart desires as they make you first. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And I again say yes and amen. This is Prophetess Pastor Teresa Dox. And from Elder and myself, we want to say God bless you. Let heaven shine upon you. Let no good thing be withheld from you. Why? Because you choose to walk uprightly. Amen. We're here tomorrow with Elder Docs. And I just want to encourage you in closing that there's gifts that God want to use.
The gift that looks good on you.
You are born with a grace.
Good on you.
The gift
that looks good on you.
That grace is your
shining. Hold your head up, smile, walk in God's
divine enablement.
Rejoice in the Lord. rejoice. Just rejoice. Do your dance for the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless everyone. We love you. Have a blessed evening.
Take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were designed
to
make you sit down on your
gift. Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it.
Offer it up.
For the gift, it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for waiting in the kingdom. The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift?
It looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift,